This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said U.S. President Joe Biden expressed his alarm and deep concern over the attempted assassination of Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico.
He and Dr. Biden are praying for a swift recovery, and our thoughts are with his family and the people of Slovakia.
Fico is in life-threatening condition after he was shot in a quote-unquote politically motivated assassination attempt when leaving a government meeting on Wednesday, the Interior Minister said. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday told Chinese media he's prepared to negotiate an end to the Ukraine conflict on the eve of his visit to China. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The official Xinhua news agency quotes Putin saying, "We're open to a dialogue, but such negotiations must take into account the interests of all countries involved in the conflict, including ours." Putin adds, "Moscow's seeking a comprehensive, sustainable and just settlement of this conflict through peaceful means." His trip comes as Russian forces have pressed their offensive in northeast Ukraine's Kharkiv region. China claims to take a neutral position in the conflict, but has backed Moscow in real terms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military has started moving a pier towards the Gaza coast, a U.S. official said on Wednesday, one of the last steps before the launch of a maritime port promised by President Joe Biden to speed the flow of humanitarian aid to Palestinians. The U.S. military opted to pre-assemble the maritime pier at Israeli port of Ashdod earlier this month due to weather conditions at the Gaza site, where it will now be installed.